This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon, Dr. Gene Hensler.
Guys, let's do something that's beneficial, Troy.
Okay.
Norman Conner from Warren Robins. I read an article that online suggested that index funds for beginners. The author feels that if I just invest in index funds, that I won't have to learn anything about stocks, fund managers, or performance. They just track an index. The market does well, so do I. I'll outperform, and they'll outperform because they have low fees and are often tax efficient. Why should I go further?
Well, the thing of it is, they're absolutely right. If you just want to do it yourself, buy yourself an index fund and go on. I'll tell you this, where active managers, us included, tend to win is when the market doesn't do well. I know we've seen times when the tech bubble burst. We beat the market significantly on the downside.
When the tech bubble's at the top, technology stocks were 33% of the S&P 500.
Right.
So if you owned an S&P 500 fund, you had 33% of your money in tech stocks.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to benefit from the upside, but you're also going to get killed on the downside, which quite often happens. But like I say, you know, we invest very conservatively, so you wind up with a situation.
The other thing is that answers the question about investing stocks. What percentage of your assets should be in stocks?
Well,
how much should be in fixed income?
Right.
How much you should be saving? How much? All these other questions need to be answered by somebody.
Right.
The decision to say, you want to have money in stocks, I don't see anything wrong with saying I'm just going to use an S&P 500 fund and I'll run along with it.
Right.
Well, I want to, you know what, we're up against it here, but I want to come back. I want to talk about this. Well, okay, so index funds.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't, inside of a 401k scenario, a lot of times that's some of the best options people have.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you know, we particularly like individual money managers, correct me if I'm wrong, when you decide the style that you want to invest in.
That's true.
I mean, one of the reasons clients come to us, our philosophy has not changed in 25, I don't know, almost 30 years,
yep.
I guess
mm-hmm.
you've been doing this
yep.
now.
Mm-hmm.
The types of stocks we buy, you know, there are years where we beat the market, there are years where we don't beat the market.
Right.
Absolutely fact. But you're not paying us for that. See, you're paying us to stop you from making mistakes because people buy when the market's high and sell when the market's low. What are you
right.
supposed to do?
Yeah, you buy when stuff's on sale, when
right.
the market's low.
Right.
You sell it when it gets too expensive.
Also, obviously, there's the easy thing, is if the market goes down and you're in a mutual fund and the mutual fund has to sell
right.
shares
right.
to cover liquidation, they recognize all of these capital gains,
right.
which you have to pay on, even though
exactly.
you didn't sell your shares
right.
of stock.
Yeah. And if you've held it for a long term and there's been a
right.
huge bull market, you can have significant
right.
gains that you're going
to
wind
up stuck
with.
You're paying taxes on something
yep.
that you didn't recognize.
So, to broad brush it and say I don't like index funds or I do like index funds, it's hard to say that.
Yeah,
one
they're more
right.
they're more useful inside of tax deferred accounts.
Right.
Yeah.
On top of that, and I'm not arguing the question of who outperforms or whatever, and there's arguments
right.
there and all that kind of stuff like that, but it still becomes down to, in addition to the question of index funds, et cetera, is do you have the correct amount in the right place?
Right.
Yeah. Your allocation.
That is always
and the minute
the hardest
you, and
part.
The minute you leave common stocks and move into fixed incomes, you're in real trouble if you use funds.
Oh, absolutely.
Rather than individual securities.
And trying to buy individual bonds is a huge headache for a retail investor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get down into that situation.
Jeez, Troy, how would you know that?
We deal with it quite a bit down in research, but the fact is it's really tough to find a bond that will meet the criteria, even knowing what criteria to use to buy
a municipal bond. I buy a municipal bond fund. Well, what if all their bonds are from New York right. somewhere yeah. else.
You're not going to benefit from the state tax for sure.
That's right.
Right. You'll get the federal
and
tax.
And generally
discount.
You get a lower yield than you will get because New York State has such horrible tax rates.
Right.
That their yields are less than somebody who bought a Georgia bond.
Right. Example. The market adjusts to the highest tax rate. Right. That's just the way it works. So you can do a lot better if you're dealing with municipal bonds for sure when you have an advisor at least.
So we're like a minute and a half away from the show being over. So I just want to recap. So given the fact that the plane is missing and Putin took over, we should sell stocks. Is that what I heard you say earlier
I'm
in
saying
the show?
Sell Russian stocks.
There you go. The Russian stocks. I will tell you that I've seen a little bit of hope. I know everybody's been using that excuse that
hope.
Well, you know, for economic growth at least, but we've seen everybody
Dow's still above 16,000. It could be a lot worse.
That's absolutely
What's
true.
What's this hope? Give me this hope and stuff.
Okay, you want hope or do you want change?
maybe yeah, we
a little
got both.
Of both. Yeah. Anyway, the situation right now is a lot of folks in the Northeast, especially, have been suffering through the weather, and they're saying that you know today's we're recording on the first day of spring. We're starting to see some signs that the consumer could be out shopping. We won't see that until next month. But the other thing is transportation revenues, which are highly correlated to economic growth, are surely getting more positive. We're seeing some signs of growth in that area. So I really think that we could see a spring in the markets as well.
So what you're saying to me is that it's going to stop snowing in the Northeast. It's going to melt.
Well.
It's going to melt. The sun is going to come out.
It's spring.
And everything
tomorrow.
Will be happy. Folks,
no.
Anybody who says the reason we have a bad is because of the weather. I'm
oh,
telling
you
right now, it always snows. It's always ice. And it's always cold in the winter.
All right.
And I'm sticking by that.
It's been a slice of heaven.
Oh, man.
We'll see you next week.
Oh. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.